Tony, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. Calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. To the hungry hearts he's calling.
Hello, my name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And I'd like to open in prayer, Lord. I pray that you grant to your servant this day great boldness, Lord, to bring your word, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we'll look at what God's nature is like, what his heart and his thoughts are towards you. We see this from Psalm 25, 6 and 7, and also Ephesians 2, 7. From Psalm 25, it says, Overlook my youthful sins, O Lord. Look at me instead through the eyes of mercy and forgiveness, through eyes of everlasting love and kindness. And Ephesians says that in the ages to come he might show his exceeding riches of his grace or his favour in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. See, friends, God's nature, what God's nature is to you is he will overlook your youthful sins by you going to the sin doctor, Dr. Jesus Christ, and does not look at you through the eyes, and he looks at you through the eyes of mercy and forgiveness, through the eyes of everlasting love and kindness, that in the ages to come he might show his exceeding riches of his favour in his kindness towards you in Christ Jesus. Amen. God loves you and he cares for you, and God is in a good mood, amen? And the message would be that some would say, I may be punished, but not eternally. Well, by not accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. Well, the answer to that is, if God is eternal and heaven is eternal, hell will be eternal also. God has made a way not to go to hell. And that way is through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's a free gift. We see this in Matthew 25:41. Then he will also say to those on my left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. See, friends, it's a choice not to go to hell, as the scripture very plainly tells us. Hell is prepared for the devil and the demons. We choose to disobey God and go our own willful way. We still make this choice today. This results in separation from God. The Bible says in Romans 2:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Our attempts without Christ fail. Isaiah 59:2, but your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. See, it goes on to say that there is only one remedy for this problem of separation from God, the cross. Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the grave, paying the penalty for our sin and bridging the gap between God and people. Put it this way, bridging the gap between God and you. In Romans 5:8, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Goes on to say in 2 Corinthians 6:1-2, as God's partners, we beg you not to put aside this marvelous message of God's great kindness. For God says, your cry came to me at a favorable time. Then the doors of welcome were wide open. I helped you on a day when salvation was being offered. Right now, God is ready to welcome you. Today, he's ready to save you. See, God has provided the only way. We must make the choice. And our response, we must trust Jesus Christ and receive him as personal invitation. This message is, as God is pleading, it's a pleading message. God has reconciled the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against him, but he is committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us, well, through me right now. We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. In Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. See, friends, when we receive Christ, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. And how to receive Christ? It's very simple. Romans says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Friends, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone now. You can't work for this salvation because it's free. Only you can make this choice of this free gift of salvation. It's there. And is there any reason for you not receiving Jesus Christ right now? How to receive Christ and what to pray? Just follow me in a simple prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Saviour, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, if you've prayed that prayer, the Bible is saying, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And listen to what it says in Ephesians 2:8-9. Because of his kindness, you have been saved through trusting Christ. And even trusting is not of yourselves. It too is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done, so none of us can take any credit for it. Bible goes on to say that receiving Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit who indwells every believer. This is called a new birth. This is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. To get to know Christ better, read your Bible every day if possible. Start in Matthew, Mark, Luke or John and talk to God in prayer every day. Tell others about Christ. get into a good Bible-based church where Christ is preached, and as Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others, and God bless you as you do. God will take you places that you never dreamed. Amen. Now we start this part of the message that the sick and hurting will be prayed for shortly. So listen to what Jesus is saying here from John 14, 12, 14. In solemn truth, says Jesus, I tell you, anyone believing in me shall do the same miracles I have done, and even greater ones, because I'm going to be with the Father. You can ask him for anything using my name and he will do it. For this will bring praise to the Father because of what I, the Son, will do for you. Yes, ask anything using my name and I will do it. See, friends, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, anyone believing in me shall do the same miracles I have done, and greater miracles of healing. Yes, ask anything using my name, Jesus said, and I will do it. That's a promise. We go to Acts 6:8. Stephen, the man so full of faith and the Holy Spirit power, with Holy Spirit's power, did spectacular miracles among the people. Acts 14:3. And the Lord proved their message was from him by giving them power to do great miracles. You see, we see that in these scriptures, these believers were full of faith and the Holy Spirit's power. They did spectacular miracles among the people. And the Lord proved the message was from him by giving them power to do great miracles of healing and deliverance from demons. We see this in Paul and Barnabas in Acts 14:8-9. While they were in Lystra, they came upon a man with crippled feet who had been that way from birth, so that he had never walked. He was listening as Paul preached, and Paul noticed him and realized he had faith to be healed. So Paul called him, stand up, and the man leapt to his feet and started walking. You see, this man with crippled feet who had been this way from birth, so he had never walked, listened to the good news of the kingdom of God, and he had faith to be healed. So when Paul called to him, stand up, and the man leapt to his feet and started walking, Jesus said, anyone believing in me shall do the same miracles. Acts 21:8-9, as it happened, Publius' father was ill with fever and dysentery. Paul went in and prayed for him, and laying hands on him, healed him. Then all the other sick people on the island with Jesus that had diseases also came and were healed. Again, we see the miracle-working power of the Holy Spirit. This man who lay sick with a fever and dysentery was healed. So when the man was healed, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came to him and were healed. See, friends, healing is for everyone, both then and now, as the gospel plainly reveals and Christ's great commission demonstrates. We see the great commission in Mark 16, starting at 15. And then Jesus told him, you are to go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone everywhere. And those who believe will use my authority. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You see, every time Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach the good news of the kingdom, he also commissioned them to heal the sick and cast out demons every single time. And it hasn't finished. It's still the same today. Mark 3:14-15, he might send them out and preach to have power to heal sickness and to cast out anything that's not of you, Lord Jesus. See, not once did Jesus ever place any condition on who was to be healed and who was not to be healed. God's healing power has never stopped flowing, and divine healing has not passed away. The healing message and the healing ministry is still valid today. In Psalm 30, verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried out to you, and you have healed me. Psalm 107, verse 20, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. See, friends, God made a promise here to those who cried out to Him, who asked for Him, and you have healed them. God said His word. God sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. 1 Corinthians 4:20, For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. 1 Thessalonians 1:5, For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Amen. I will start to pray for the sick now. Place your hand on that sick or hurting part of your body now as I begin to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your holy servant, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I command health to every physical body. I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke every cancer and cyst in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare that they are cursed at the root. And I command a blessing of divine health freely flows into the lives of these listeners. And I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place to those who need it. Lord, I speak to every life that is in torment, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you increase your healing power. Amen. I give you praise, Father, that that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed because you, our Lord, are the joy of the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness, you are our shepherd, you are a divine giver of life. And let the power of this blessing rest upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, friends, act your faith. Try moving your part. As we read earlier on, they shall recover. So there is a promise here. You shall recover. Some healings are instant, some aren't. As the Bible says, you shall recover. So sometimes it takes time. But just check yourself. You'll find that the pains have started to subside and look for the improvements. I know I've prayed for people and for quite some time afterwards, the pain's still been there and then it starts to subside. Test the area to see if there is an improvement. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Amen. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And do not fear. Don't let fear come upon you. Also, don't hold on to any grudges or any anger or bitterness, hatred. We must forgive as God has forgiven us. Maintain a good confession. Don't listen to doubt or unbelief. Read healing scriptures from the Bible, and there is healing in Christian music. Amen. Well, friends, we'd love to hear from you if you have made a decision for Christ or received your healing miracle, or if this message has touched you in some way, then contact the radio station. So my prayer for you, my final prayer for you, now may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. May you walk in this divine confidence that you will make it, that the storm you are going through has already been conquered by the hand of God. The answer you're looking for has existed from the foundations of the earth, and God will manifest it in his time. Amen. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you're the children of the King of Kings. In Jesus' name, we pray and celebrate the blessing of God. Shalom. Amen.
stream it.